He in the cattle business?
Yeah.
He come in here with a well driller, drilling oil well, and he drilled a well out here at Chapel Hill, mm-hmm. Bob Crawford, and he stayed here, and he married here and stayed here. Now, he's an old pipeliner, and they call him every once in a while, used to, not now, but they used to call him every once in a while, Louisiana. He's been into Canada and places like that, and he runs a crew of pipeliners.
Is that right?
You know that pipeline business? Yeah. Make good money. And he bought this old land down here, and his wife's folks, and their brother, his wife's brother, and that old aunt over there was a school teacher, and she had land all down here. I've sold some of that land for him. Mm-hmm. And they got 3, 4, 5, 6, I guess Bobby's got 1,500 acres down there, a whole bunch of them, his and theirs, and all of them together, you know. Mm-hmm. But he'll wind up with most of it. Got cattle on, quite a few cattle down in there.
I bet that keeps him busy.
Oh, he ain't going to work too hard no more. But he used to raise a big corn crop, stuff like that. He's got tractor stuff down there. Mm-hmm.
Let me check this thing just a minute. Did you know your other grandparents?
Oh, no. They was in Georgia and down in there. I think my daddy died when he was pretty young. I had one of his brothers got killed in the Civil War down there named Uncle Ebby. And they tell me he had a horse trained so that after he got killed, they couldn't come up to that body, that horse there.
Is that right?
You know, they used to have horses. It didn't just one man horse, just like a dog is. You know, lots of times I've had dogs wouldn't hunt for nobody but me. I kept bird dogs for years. I fooled trained horses myself. I had that farm down there. I had a bunch of cattle, a bunch of Tennessee walking horses. You know, I fooled with them, trained them colts. Time is 2 or 3 weeks old, I'd have them leading. Mm-hmm. Fooled with them all the time. Go down there about once a day and spend about an hour down there.
Do you know where your grandfather was from, where he was born?
No, I just think they come from close waters over here and landed over in Georgia, I think, over on the coast. Mm-hmm. I think that's about what they were. But I never did know anything about them. Now, Dad's sister had a couple of girls. And one of them, like I said a while ago, lived up in North Carolina and the other over here. And I went over there and met them, first time I'd ever seen them in my life. Mm-hmm. And we was all up in the 60s, you know, they are, I guess, up close to 60 and better. Mm-hmm. And that's the first time we'd ever seen them. Now, they're still down in Georgia. One of them and had a dead sister married to what's called a Coleman down there, I believe it was, and he was a lawyer, I understand. Mm-hmm.
Was your grandfather a farmer?
I really didn't know. Yeah, I have an idea he was. Well, Dad come up to being a farmer.
Mm-hmm. Don't know anything about his wife either?
No. Well, she, I think she's dead now, but these girls' mother was here the other day, about 2 weeks ago, I think a week, 10 days ago. Mm-hmm. He used to drive ox team down in Georgia there. Mm-hmm. Up here, we all used mules for years. I had an uncle, and he was in the mule business here. They used to ship in carloads of mules here back when I was a young fella, and they'd sell them to these farmers all over the country in these bottom lands, you know, farming with. I've seen them sell them pretty cheap, and I've seen them get up to $750 a pair. That's Ernest Chandler and his daddy. Just stealing mules and wagons and hornets and stuff over at Nashville over there. Will Chandler was his daddy's name. He was an old mule dealer, too. And these boys took it up. Him and his brother wound up doing that same kind of business after he's gone.
Have you traveled around Arkansas very much?
Not as much as I'd like to. I've been around quite a bit in Arkansas here. I've traveled a little bit down to Louisiana, Freeport, places like that, and I've been to Texas down a lot of times, of course, over to Hot Springs, Little Rock, and that one trip I made to Georgia, and I've been to St. Louis and back once to get a new truck when I had a wreck up there one time. I used to trade about every year up here at Bina with a fellow named Albert Middleton, and I trade about every year, every other year with him. I had this wreck up there, but I pretty had a new truck. He gave me a total loss on it, paid all the expenses, go get another. Went to St. Louis and got it. That's the only trip I've been out there. I've been up to Colorado. I've got a brother up in Colorado. Got Dale North there, and he's got a 160-acre farm. He retired from Gates Rubber Company though in Denver when he come out there and bought this place. He moved out there.